how does it go?
Boom, 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 Warcraft, boom, boom, Warcraft, boom, boom, Warcraft.
That's what I was going to do. Why? That's what it sounds like. No, no, no. The noise. Stop. It's not that.
World of Warcraft. It's here's Thrall and his friend Karn Blood of World of Warcraft. And the humans do the thing over here. World of Warcraft.
Fuck this shit.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Basement Beards. This is your host, Dustin Garcia. Don't look me up on the internet.
Wow.
Cut my name out. Hey, hold it. Hold on. Uh-oh. We're here, joined again, together, in holy matrimony. Boys.
Under divisible.
I want a divorce.
One nation.
Introduce yourselves. Now.
Hi.
Hi.
Nick will only be responding in clap noise.
And saying I'm leaving.
So, yeah. Hey, we're back. Month, I don't know, episode 16.
Is it?
It is.
Finally legal.
You asked me that almost every podcast.
True.
Almost legal? I mean, it's age of consent.
No, he said it was legal.
Yeah, we can drive.
I mean, in separate.
You know what you meant when you said that.
I'm not going to fuck this soundboard.
Gross.
Yet.
So, yeah. We're back. It's September, baby. Right? It is. Okay, I thought it was August for a second. I had to think about it.
No.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Like what?
Yeah, WoW Classic was the big release. After 15 glorious years, we're back in, baby. 2004.
I have not played for 15
years. I recently played and then stopped. Because Battle for Azeroth was bad. And I actually think if you listen to our earlier podcast, we were playing well. And we talked about how bad Battle for Azeroth was.
And now we're back.
Yeah, buddy.
Talk about how bad Classic is.
See, look,
it fucking sucks.
It's not good.
I was the one who was like, I'm going to play it.
You were the one who's like so far away.
Yep. You were like the one that said, I'm not touching that WoW shit.
I did. I did. I was like,
I'm going to make a character.
I'm not going to play it. Yeah, and then a coworker of mine who hasn't got it yet. No, that's not true. He did get it. He just messaged me today. Said, you know what? I want to play that. I've never played WoW before. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, let's do this. So we did it. I got back in, and then Mike was like, I'm only doing it for a month. And so he got back in, and then Carl was like, I'm in. And then Nick was like, I'm not doing it. And then on his doorstep.
This train. I was ready from the jump.
This dude was in, ready, dick hard, ready to macro his keyboard.
Mike, no.
He was Mike's giving Nick the AOK to jump on board.
No.
Anyway, we're all in, except for Andrew.
That's a wrestling
promotion. And we're all playing. And you know what? That game, not great.
Too soon to talk about Andrew Garfield.
Why are we too soon? He's actually here with us.
Rest in peace. He doesn't want to be a part. All Spider-Man movies can only have two now.
Oh God, that's true. Yeah, sorry. But yeah, we're playing well. Are you guys enjoying it? Are you not enjoying it?
Okay.
I have fun with it.
The parts of WoW that are good are when we play together as friends. And guess what?
I think that's questionable.
I think that part would be fun without WoW. I think I just enjoy. I think anime has taught me that the true World of Warcraft Classic was the friends we made along the way.
I made some friends.
And then you stole my fucking cape.
Did I?
So
we can talk about it. We can talk about it right now.
It was a different color. He had to get it.
It was an upgrade.
So it belonged to him.
Yeah. So it belonged to me.
Mom and dad fight.
And it was a good cape. Thank you.
Six Agi, two spirit, what warrior belt.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, do you know that agility helps with parrying, which is part of protection?
Do you know, aren't you not leveling protection?
No, I am.
I thought you said you were going to put any more points
in it. I got 11 points in it.
We are boring the
No, we're not.
Two people who listen to this podcast.
Good.
Look,
that's WoW Classic.
That's
WoW Classic's not boring.
It's not boring. It's frustrating.
It bores directly into your soul when you have to run across the Barrens four times because there's one graveyard.
You still can't take. You can't get massive mobs. You can't handle them.
You can't have two mobs.
Yeah.
Just be glad
by yourself anyway when you're leveling and whatnot.
It works.
Just be glad that this version of WoW Classic includes the flight point. In the Barrens for Crossroads, because that wasn't there originally either. They put that in like 1.6, 1.7 or something.
Are you sure?
100%. They added a flight point to the Crossroads or to
when
the,
I started
to Ratchet. Sorry,
I played an undead, Ratchet. So I didn't deal with that. Mm-hmm. So,
what the fuck did you deal with?
Terran Mill versus South Shore.
Okay.
Yeah. Undercity.
Undercity.
You don't raid in the Undercity.
Yeah, I fight the abominations. I say, mm-hmm. Hey, pussy, let me on that elevator.
What?
Yeah, pussy.
Carl, what class are you playing?
I'm the Dark Knight.
I a priest.
You're a priest.
I told
Dustin, please. What class are you playing?
Yeah, I'm playing a warrior tour.
Nick, what class are you playing?
Mike, what class are you playing?
At the same time. 3, 2, 1.
Druid.
Oh, you're both druids?
That's right. Nick's a druid now.
Wow. Kitty cat form.
A lizard, Gary.
A wizard, Gary.
No, I'm playing a warrior.
A wizard, Gary.
It's garbage. And also, I don't learn the skills that I should in a timely manner, so sorry.
Yeah, it sucks. I've never tanked as a warrior before. And
have you tanked as a human?
As a warrior in this version of it.
Vanilla.
And it sucks. So I'm going to get rid of this character. I'm going to delete it. I'm going to play Rogue. So I don't ever have to worry about anything. Just hit, stabby, stabby, stab.
I'm going tank, baby.
Yeah.
I'm not going tank.
No, it sucks. But
why does tanking suck?
The game is
the people you play with make it bad. So
what? Name one of them.
Carl.
Why do I make it bad?
Carl, look, I don't know how to tell you this. I don't know why. Okay, it's gonna happen. I don't fucking know why. Why can't I pull instead? Nick charges in, pulls everything. He's the lowest level character in
the
run. Then Carl decides to tag other enemies instead of focusing on one.
They're fighting.
So you hit it with your wand, then it attacks you. You're like, hey, tank, do what you're supposed to do.
Taunt.
My taunt has a cooldown, fucker!
10 seconds?
It's 10 seconds. That's all I can do.
Like, I was going to hit on for seconds. Like 20 seconds.
I can't
take
believe
10
it.
Seconds of damage.
You told me earlier, you're like, dude, I pro ran things. I was a pro.
You can't
at this.
Believe it?
Yeah, I can't
We're
believe it.
We're fucking Wailing Caverns for level 16. We're not raid squad yet, dog.
Yeah, but you should know you should know the mechanics, fucker.
If this dungeon doesn't go exactly how it does in the playbook, I'm upset. If the fucking
It's not even the mechanics. It's just mobs, you fucking
God,
dummy.
If this
is Carl, right? He's like, hey guys, look, I'm gonna bubble myself. I'm gonna get attacked.
You bubbled me like here.
Yeah, you did.
Look, I can't handle the single pull every single creature as we go through Wailing Caverns. We don't need to mark everything skull and cross.
We didn't. And then somebody's like, ooh, are you gonna mark it? We wouldn't have to.
We're in fucking
Instead, this is my thing, right? You guys asked Dustin, you gonna do Whaley Caverns? You gonna run through? Yeah, sure, I will. I'm
a
higher level. We'll do
it
together as a group, right? Instead, you troll the whole fucking run, and so it makes it really fun. And
I thought Carl was an undead.
Okay,
shut up.
When I'm a healer, from now on, I'll never do anything but stand there and just hit the heal.
Yeah,
button.
That's your fucking job.
Okay. Well, then make sure you hit your tank buttons because that's your fucking
job. I did do them. I did it the whole time.
Why was he getting hit?
Because I had
Why was Nick getting hit?
Because
Why
everyone
was Zucker
pulled
going
different.
Everywhere?
Everyone pulled different fucking people.
I'll admit.
You can't do that. You're fucking dumb.
Nick and I would like to take a moment to say there were no complaints about the DPS in this run.
Yeah, the DPS was fine.
Carl did really well because
he had his wand.
No,
it's good.
I was doing DPS and there were complaints from both of them about my.
Did we wipe ever?
You weren't
right. I didn't have complaints.
Dustin, I will admit, I was trolling a little bit.
A little bit. Everybody was. It was fucking stupid.
When was I trolling?
It was ridiculous. That's what it was.
When was I trolling?
Everybody.
You yelled.
And so
I needed
fucking cape because I had a level 13. I was like, you know what? Need it. Fuck you. I don't care. And
you
I got
stole
it.
My cape. I did nothing.
I took it.
I did you know nothing
what?
To harm you.
Because I was pissed. Fuck you guys.
I did nothing
never
to harm
gonna
you.
Not, so I'm never going to run another goddamn thing.
This is so revealing.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed that run. It was fun.
Yeah,
I
it sure was fun. Yeah.
We beat it. We didn't wipe. I don't know what the problem was.
I only died like 3 times.
See,
if my bullshit made us wipe, I would still go, all right, I'm never doing that again. I'm sorry, dog. But the fact that we made it through, no problem. I don't see what the big deal is.
Oh, when you're doing this, hey, warrior, taunt. Hey, Warrior, you're going to taunt?
That's a good suggestion when I'm getting attacked. Yeah. You should taunt.
I'm trying. But you pulled two different fucking mobs, and everybody's low level.
What's Nick's pulling? He's pulling stuff, too.
Shut the fuck up. you're the one who wanded people from across. Honestly, that wasn't fun. I'm never going to do it again. So that's all there is to it.
Rock classic,
I'm not running stuff with you guys because you guys are not doing it.
What did I do?
What did we do?
That was so frustrating. Of course, it's funny because I'm mad. Dustin. Like, it's funny to everybody else.
I want to know what I did.
Dustin.
Mike, I don't want to talk to you.
What did I do?
We're all in trouble.
You stood
so here's
on
the thing.
Chair
I knew everybody because I didn't talk. I didn't talk pretty much throughout the whole run.
That's my quest.
When we forced
and everybody else is giggling, so I know that Mike is messaging everybody because that's what Mike does.
No.
Mike was messaging everybody on Discord because that's what he does because I can hear. Because that's what Mike does. He's a siege of shit stirrer.
No,
and everybody's giggling.
Absolutely, that's me typing.
Well, okay, everyone.
And also not typing. It's me using my mechanical keyboard because it's like 2 feet from my face.
Yeah. I typed five times in that dungeon. The first time I typed, I said, "Where are you going, man?" Second time I typed, I said, "Come back, I got to kill you." Third time I said, "Dude, I'm sorry, I don't want to kill you. This sucks." Fourth time I typed, I said, "It's you or me." And then I hit it with my stick, and then I turned around and told everybody that he said it was the one-armed man, and Nick said, "I saw you do that." And I said,
it was funny. It was
Nick
funny.
Too. And then at one point I typed, "This is a cow chest, you get away." Because either Dustin or I had won that chest, and they were trying to take it. And Dustin was not budging. Dustin was mad.
No, I didn't even touch any of the chests.
That's what I'm
all.
Saying. You didn't go. You rolled for it, then you rolled high, and I rolled low, and they were like, "You don't get it. You rolled low." And I go, "Okay, then it's Dustin's." And they're like, "Well, I want it." And I'm like,
"Yeah,
bitch, away. It's cow chest."
Look, I'm not very good at tanking. I'm doing the best I can. It doesn't help when everybody's like, "Hey, do better. Can you do better? Use your taunt abilities." I have one taunt ability, and then the other ones are just fucking like the one that sunders. Like that's the high one, but I don't make a lot of fucking. Rage. I do it the best I can.
Dustin, welcome to Warriors in Classic.
Yeah.
It sounds like
your
party generated more rage than the enemies.
I'll take a moment. I'll take a knee to say I didn't understand I was riling up Dustin that much. I was being trolly. I was playing loose. It's fucking Wailing Caverns. Okay?
Yeah, it's hard when you guys are low level. It's hard. Like, me having to click
around.
I'm
not low level, though. I was 17. That's, like, mid-range.
No,
for
you
that.
Got 17 when you were in there.
No.
Or did you get
I was
18?
17 when I was started in there.
Yeah. Either way.
So
it was very frustrating.
And I didn't realize I was firing you up that much, so I take this time. I do apologize, sir.
And I apologize, too.
Would you play?
Because
you
I wasn't,
to me?
I wasn't. I apologize to everybody. Sorry, I took your cape.
I didn't do anything.
I will run it again, but I was really mad. Then Carl left, and I was still mad. And it wasn't just Carl; it was everybody. I was mad at everybody. The only person I wasn't mad at was Seth because he didn't talk. Because he knew.
Seth sent me a message.
And it doesn't help. Was there? I think Dustin is real mad.
He sent me a message right at the end of that run where he just goes, "Dustin seems upset. Did I do something?"
No.
And I was like, "Yeah."
You fucker!
No, Look, you can ask Seth. I said, after Seth got offline and I noticed he sent me a message, I went, "Yeah, Dustin's mad at us."
And there's a lot of times where I had to put my mic on mute because
I, hear you.
I was trying to not laugh because I wanted to stay mad.
Yes.
I wanted so hard to stay
honestly,
mad.
Honestly, that's why I was giggling more than anything is I could hear you breaking your angry face. And I'm like, he wants so desperately to be mad, but I can hear the snortle and the chuckles and the chortles before
bullshit.
You mute yourself. And then you
I'm going to try to do better.
You ripped your chest out.
If I played a tank, would you run instances with us?
I don't care. I'll still stay
do
to the tank
like
thing.
Do you like playing a tank?
I don't have good skills to
not
pull hate.
With me.
If I could run instances and you let me pull, like if I could shoot people with the gun and pull them into
the
me.
The gun's loud, they're all going to hear it.
Huh?
The gun's loud, they're all going to hear it.
Stop saying that. When you said, I was like, I remember I was real passive aggressive one time. I was like, "Yeah, Carl, if you could just like maybe not want the gun guy in the room," and he's like, "Well, you know what, Dustin, if you could just taunt it instead, if you could use your taunt ability."
I was like, "If you're gonna attack me, I'm gonna fire it back. You don't get it. Like, what the fuck?"
And then he's like, and then Carl's like, "Well, I'm just gonna dot this one, and then I'm gonna dot this one, and then dot
and
this
I'm
one."
I'm like, "Oh, he doesn't use tank abilities. I guess I'm gonna use my healing ability."
And I was just like, "Oh my fucking god!" I was like, "Oh god, no."
One, I can.
Dustin,
make it
if it makes you feel any better, when I ran these,
voices, but it was fun. Like it was funny. I was just so mad.
when we ran Rage Fire, me, Carl, and Nick, It was basically the same thing, except I was tanking. The only difference is every time Carl would complain about me not taunting, I would loudly sip tea into the microphone.
Oh my god. I would much rather have you mad than Slurps Mahoulihan over here going, oh, you don't like my tank? Every fucking
literally
time.
At one point, I was like, BRB, gonna get more tea. And I just got up and left.
Oh, in that fucking instance, Carl was just like, should I fear? And I said, yes, because absolutely. And the lady was just like, oh, don't fear in this. We can't break threat easily. I'm like, that's my bad. I told him to.
Yeah.
That's great. Rage Fire Chasm, best chasm.
Someone had a gasm, that's for sure.
I did. I had a rage gasm. No, it was fine. I was mad then. I'm over it now that I got to yell into a microphone. So I apologize to people's ears.
And you almost died right after.
Yeah, so that happened. And then I don't remember what somebody said, but it just all overflowed, all the emotions. And I just was giggling so hard. And then that giggle turned into a fucking uproarious laughter. And I was holding it in because I was holding it in not to laugh. I was like, don't laugh. Holding the rage doesn't. You're building it. And I flexed my abs so hard that it made my whole chest have a Charlie horse. And I died. Like, legit, it was dangerous. It was my whole body hurt.
Is this after I left?
This was after you left. Like, you I was, left? Like, screaming.
Dustin was laughing. It just shouted, I'm fucking dying. And then the next thing.
No, imagine a Charlie horse in your fucking chest, in your back and stuff. It was
Dustin,
awful.
Dustin sounds super panicked, goes quiet, and then 5 minutes later, gets on the microphone and goes, I just lied down on the floor and moaned for 8 minutes.
Resurrected. Like, Christ.
It was really scary. I laid there. The dogs were just looking at me in the cage. I'm like, oh. It was really scary. So that's how out of shape I am. I laughed myself to death. Good way to go.
Patch out of line.
Patch. So, yeah, that's wow. Will we continue playing it? I signed up for 3 months, so I'm in. I'm in, baby. I'm going to get to 60. Everybody else going to get to 60?
Probably.
The question is if we're going to continue playing it. Everyone else has their own individual accounts. The question is, are we going to ever form a group again? That's the real question.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sure.
I think we all got
Shadowfang Keep next on the menu.
Look, if it ain't like, I'm gonna be real with you. I fly loose a lot unless it's raid night. So like, if I need to be on my tippy toes the entire time in every dungeon I'm about to play in this game, I may have to find a new group that likes to take it a little casual.
Fuck that shit, dog. You play loose.
I'm sorry.
You play loose.
I ain't got the sweatband. I ain't got the emoji keyboard.
You
I ain't got
loose.
The
that's
gear
not
for
that's
it.
Not look, that's not me, but if you want to rush in, I want to pull things and not have to stress out. That's a, if you want to run
slow,
through shit, then maybe okay. So if we're going slow,
I feel like as the
find a different group to play with. I don't give a
like how much we can pull as the healer. Cause I'm like, I know what I can heal.
I'm going tank, and we'll play fast and loose. Dustin can be along for the ride.
Like, that'd be crazy, but like, I can't wait.
I'll
I can't.
Pull.
We have three.
You can't wait. We play for fucking 6 hours.
We
What's
have
the problem?
Tanks and three
well,
healers
been, like,
in this
8 hours if we like individually taunt pulled one mob at a time as we mark through every skull target in that.
No, we just have to. It's much faster to focus on one and move on instead of tagging a bunch of things and then me having to click to taunt, then jump over here and taunt and then stuff like that. Like
they
that's
don't, warriors don't get really an AOE.
No, we don't. Things. Like if I go protection style, then I don't have access to the thunder stomp, which can pull people in.
You sure?
Yes, you don't get it. It's fucking classic Warcraft. You don't get the cool shit that you need. Like that taunting blow or whatever, that battle. Mocking blow? Protection doesn't get that. Why wouldn't they? It's a taunt ability. I don't understand why we don't get it.
I think we'll be okay in the next run because I leveled up my Fade to rank 2, which discourages enemies from attacking me when I attack them. So I'll use that next time.
I got
we'll
Battleshell rank 2, even though it was level 14, and I'm level fucking 18 in that goddamn instance because I'm an idiot and don't scroll down because it doesn't really tell you, hey, this shit's available to you.
No, I think it's.
First time we
I
did
think it was a learning experience.
Dustin told me I should heal, even though I said I'm going to do DPS. And he said, just get in here and heal.
Me?
Yeah, you. When we did Rage Fire?
Who else
like,
was with
I was
us?
I was like, the healers in Crossroads. You're like, who cares? Get in here and heal. You're Druid.
Yeah, because I was high enough level that it wasn't going to be a struggle. I'm like, just fucking heal and attack things.
Play a healer.
Just throw a little regen
You're
on me.
You're a hybrid class. You should be able to do everything.
Well, Woody says, or he'll yell at you.
Well, as a hybrid class.
I'll have you know, I didn't yell once in that instance. I yelled today.
Yeah, you held it in, and then you had a fucking chest gasm and almost died.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have you know.
It's a learning experience.
You gotta
I didn't
let it out.
I didn't die. Well, no, because that, what would have happened is
you would have yelled at me. I would have yelled at you.
Midway
like,
through,
okay.
I was just going to leave. I was like, I'm done. I was really mad.
Oh, that would be great.
That would have been even funnier because you guys would have fucking lost it because I know I would respond to it.
You would have died a legend.
The funniest fucking thing would have been if you were like, I'm done, and you just turned out and walked out of the dungeon at the midway point. Instead yeah. of like her thing or anything, you just like, no.
Not,
you just
you
walk
hit the
out.
Walk button though? Just,
RP walk out.
I had moments where I like to do that, but then I really was like, no, they're just going to ridicule me. So instead we have it on record, so they can ridicule me. I don't care. I already said my piece.
It's content now.
It is content, yeah.
Would it make you feel better if I were into bear form more so I could off tank when Carl was dotting everywhere?
I don't know how I'm the problem. I really don't.
I was part of
I don't, really I don't.
I was at least half the time. Those fucking mobs feared and everybody was just like, why are you running into other mobs? Like
I, didn't say
I
anything.
Don't have control over myself.
When you
it
say
fears the
you,
lowest
you
person.
Say everyone
Seth
and you
was,
mean
Seth was
you,
getting
and
mad.
You mean Seth.
I'm
gonna live stream the next dungeon we do.
Oh my god!
Please.
And so we can have an audience judge who's
right, who's wrong.
Is the tank too slow? Is the healer too much of a retard? Who's right? Who's wrong?
No, like I was telling you, it seems like priests do really, really, really well.
It's just the wand.
Like
wands
they
are broken right
wands
now.
Are
wands are broken as fuck. And that video I shared on Discord. Watch the video I shared on Discord. It's like how each class is leveling up. And legit, it's a priest looking at a spell book, and
just
they're just
going,
one, 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 one. And
so
warriors eat, charge, fight, 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 and then just mobs eat you and kill you. Like, it sucks. The game fucking sucks, okay? I'm still having fun.
But it makes you feel.
It does make me feel. It made me feel in a good way.
And a
last
bad
night,
way.
Bad way. It was bad.
Still level 20.
It doesn't feel good when people make fun of you, and
no.
That's how it felt.
I
like people
trying.
Were making fun of me.
Dustin, I want you to know that I was. I hope that didn't come across that way because while I was giggling, anytime I was laughing, it was at the fact that you were so clearly trying not to laugh. And
it
so
wasn't you
though. Stay mad.
It was you were giggling. Nick was giggling. Yeah. Carl
I
was giggling.
Having a good time. Being myself. Full
I was
shit.
Giggling and taunting him because like that's what fucker humor is. Right?
I
was having a good time.
No, but
I wasn't being like an asshole about it.
My thing is, I was stressed because like, yeah, I'm here to help my friends. And I'm the highest level person in the group, and then people are just giving you shit the whole time. I was like, I don't think I'm not gonna handle this well. in my head, I'm like, this is gonna be a bad night. It's gonna be real bad.
It's okay,
but it was fine. It was fine. I'm better now. I'm not mad now that we got to talk about it.
I wasn't mad once.
Well, of course you wouldn't be.
Right.
But. Yeah, I think in the next one it'll be the exact same experience, but I won't be as mad.
Shadow Fan Keep, is that the next one?
Yes.
Yeah. Technically, Mike brought up a good point. We could all, as a group, walk to Westfall and go do dead mines
right now on our level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would just have to walk to. We'd have to get to Undercity and then walk all the way south under the Alliance territory.
Yeah.
I thought it was north.
But you know,
you could go Stranglethorn.
You could go
Stranglethorn
and go north.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It's only like one.
I keep
area.
Forgetting we're not on a PvP server, so that's actually safe.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit, by the way. The amount of times I've wanted to punch a fucking dwarf for being in.
But I think we should do that. I think. Yeah. You could flag yourself in PvP.
They're not
invite
flagged,
the
then
punches.
I'm just literally taunting them. And
yeah.
Like, bitch, come out.
You guys are scared. No. Fight me.
And then the one high level is going to come in and be like, fuck you, you're dead.
But
I'm
if we
like,
go there,
bullshit.
I can make amends for stealing that ninjing that cloak because there's a lot of really good. It's that, what's the gear there?
I need a Defy set.
The Defy set, yeah.
I
so that's all.
That fucking
that's all stuff.
Of a fang, and then I immediately stuck it on the auction house. I was like, fuck.
Oh my god, did you really sell it? No, yeah, well, fuck it. Whatever.
Well, I don't need it. It's a druid set, and he already had one.
Yeah,
so I didn't feel
yeah,
bad about
it. We had two
it.
Sets of gloves dropped.
I didn't feel bad about Seth getting everything because he was just needing everything, and I'm like, I can't even look at these.
I did because I wanted to get some. I think I got one green thing out of that.
Did you not hear
him
when at the beginning when he said he was gonna need all the greens?
I did hear it, but then I was like, I need money. Like we all need money.
Well, that's why I made the deal with him. Anytime he needed on a green, he won. I got a copper.
Everyone's giving me shit about that too, about the money thing. Okay.
Yeah, because you're charging silver.
I charge you.
I charge copper.
Dustin, I wasn't giving you shit.
Friend price.
No, but
I laughed because
everybody kept saying, Tim's
copper.
Appreciated. Carl's like, Tim's appreciated. I'm like, You making fun of me? You making fun of me? I made my first goal on Tim's free shit.
It was just really cute seeing you. You're like, I'll meet you in Org. And also, don't forget.
Tim's appreciated.
The tips are appreciated. Don't forget to pay me.
No. Pay me, you fuckers.
I keep mailing you milk and chicken drumstick for money.
Because I charged you 23 silver or whatever for a fuck ton of leather. Like, a lot of leather.
And so I'm offering you a nice meal.
We're only going to talk a little bit about this, but there's no way. When I sent the message about what we're going to talk about, it was before I was mad.
It's healing.
It's
healing.
It's, you know, you got to get mad. You got to get a little mad sometimes.
I cannot wait. I swear, we need to grow this wild shit to we're all 16, we're doing raids.
Yeah.
And we need to actually sit down.
No.
We need
to. The last time that we played WoW as a group, I fucking rage quit WoW because someone was just like, this DPS is trash, kick him. And I was just like, this fucking game sucks, I hate it.
Well, in Classic...
Exactly what this was not in Classic.
In Classic, that shit doesn't really matter. It's like... pull everybody, just keep back. Like the mechanics of like Molten Core and stuff is pretty simple. Like that's gonna be the only raid that we're gonna be able to get
40 people in.
Oh no, you just get a group, man. You just get a
group.
The
amount of cooperation it takes to get people to do raid mechanics is hilarious.
Yeah.
And if like okay, if I'm the problem with Wailing Caverns, you take me out. Sure, maybe you'll have a smoother Molten Core run. But the fact that someone like me can upset you that much through Wailing Caverns, you're not going to survive doing any raids.
Yeah, I'm gonna quit. But like, at least I get to 60. I said I'm just gonna get to 60, and everything's gonna be fine.
You gotta kill all the bosses.
Go your grandmaster.
Excuse me, I'm dying.
Back to your honor.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're gonna get the fucking pirate hat by killing all the fucking goblins because goblins are fucking trash.
You like goblins.
No, I don't.
You personally like goblins.
Never like goblins.
Pathfinder.
In World of Warcraft, no.
No, in life.
In life.
Warhammer and in...
women.
D&D?
Pathfinder. Cause
Kapow. I've always thought you like goblins. Is this a new thing? Are we learning
something? I like Warhammer goblins because you fucking throw little goblins in a fucking catapult, and that's
the
biggest shenanigans that I fucking love.
It's great.
So, I mean, yeah, but I also don't like World of Warcraft goblins because they're trash garbage.
I'm making money, friend. Yeah, I get it.
Don't shame man on goblin love.
I do.
Absolutely.
I love goblins. If I could play goblin right now, I would.
If I could bully goblins in that fucking game, I absolutely would.
Yeah.
As an orc, I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I should be able to bully.
And faster, too. He's the first member of the Horde's crew.
All right, so off WoW, we've taken enough time.
We're quitting it.
We're gonna jump to something that we mentioned last podcast, Carl.
That's it? We don't got anything else?
Okay, we do, but it's all my stuff.
All right, no, I'll run it down real quick. Go ahead.
Look, no, it's not going to be real quick. We're going to get lost with Carl. I don't like that. Can you do a different one, like the echo one?
All right, hit it.
We're going to get lost with Carl.
Tell me what the numbers mean.
Oh, what? Oh.
Tell me what the numbers mean.
Put him in that hole quick.
So Carl watched episode one. Of course, Carl is the aficionado when it comes to Lost, and I think Mike is the second because he's the only one who's watched more of it.
There's a statue.
Nick and I don't know anything about Lost. Facts. All I know is that a plane went down, and it's an island, and it's filmed in Hawaii.
It's a documentary.
Is it a documentary?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Inspired by real events.
Numbers and stuff.
Facts.
So, Carl. Episode one, Lost. What is the name of it?
So I watched Lost, and it's a pretty good show. So I'm gonna run you down episode one. Name of the one is called The Pilot, and there's part one and there's part two.
Oh, so it's two.
Oh, is it The Pilot or Pilot?
It's called The Pilot. If you ever look at television, the first episode is normally called The Pilot.
Okay, I thought it was kind of pulling on like a The Pilot, meaning like the pilot of the plane.
But I think it is. That's why it's actually called The Pilot.
Cool.
So it wakes.
It wakes up.
That's
the problem.
And by it, I mean Jack wakes up on the island.
Who's Jack?
Jack is a...
Nicholson.
Stop. I really want to know. That's the problem. Okay, Jack?
I need to know how we're going to format this, because a lot of questions you ask reveal information later on, and if I'm giving the play-by-play per episode, I can't reveal too much. So the question is Jack a doctor? At this point in time, we don't know. He's just a dude in a suit.
Is Jack an 1800s economic person?
Jack's a doctor.
Jack is the guy with the slightly shaved head, right?
Slightly shaved hat. Head.
Hat.
Hat.
Head.
He's got a JoJo hair. He's got a
clock shadow.
Take. Okay.
So he wakes up on the island after surviving this plane crash. He runs out of this bamboo forest and he sees a beach full of people half dying, if not close to it, and a bunch of survivors of the plane that he just wrecked into, crashed from.
And no, they never say how the plane crashed, right? Okay,
not
I'm
yet.
Sure they do.
In the
not
first
yet,
30
but
seconds, no.
We're not there
if,
yet.
If my faint memory, episode he wakes one, up on the plane as it's going down, right?
There's a theory in episode one Polar of what bear. Happened, and I'll reveal it when we get to it.
Okay, cool. So, all
right, so he wakes up to the chaos of the beach, and he tries to save everybody.
Nick, you and me be people on the beach in chaos, okay?
There's a bunch of explosions and a pregnant lady.
Pregnant lady. Blonde lady, right?
Brawn pregnant lady.
Brawn
lady. As Tim would say.
It's a good, it's a good Asian.
dog,
come here, dog.
After they like soothe down the beach and the chaos ends and everything explodes and they save the people who they can save, eventually it's nighttime. And
Bad.
Everyone's like, yo, where's the fucking people who's trying to save us yet? No one's here to save us yet. And everyone's going back and forth. We get introduced to a bunch of characters. Saeed. Charlie.
Mike, will you stop making it a Claire. Goddamn ASMR?
So Saeed is an Indian.
Saeed.
Or is he a Sheikh?
Israeli.
He's a Pakistani Iraqi.
He's Pakistani.
Republican Guard. Is
fucking Sheikh? Isn't yes. that the fucking character from a fucking Zelda?
Or Iron Sheikh.
Oh, hell.
Okay. No, Sheikh
is
an Indian.
Just, I think Nick has just learned about it. Yeah, new royal yeah. position.
Yeah.
But it shows all the other characters who crash land from the plane.
I'm sorry, I meant to say Sikh. But that's a different. Anyway, yep.
Does the pilot survive?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
Because we don't know if.
It's only night one.
We don't know who flew the plane.
So, like, we do get introduced to what, like, 14 people?
Pretty much 14, 15 people. There's a lot of sub characters. The main characters that all have names is, like, maybe, like, 8 or 9 of them.
So, Jack.
John, Jack.
Hold on, wait. Before, Carl.
I'm gonna wrap them off.
I want these two boys, I'm pointing at Dustin, I'm pointing at Nick. Okay. To name characters that you know of through cultural osmosis in Lost.
Hurley.
And I'll fill it in.
And Carl will just be like, yes or no.
And I'll tell you how I know him. Hurley, because I'm fat, and everyone's like, hey, you look like that dude from Hurley. I mean, from Hurley's.
Hurley's
you look like
show.
Hurley. He's a fat guy. His last name in real life is Garcia, so we may be related. My dad was sticking it in.
Him?
It's not my dad. It's not my dad.
Whoa, yeah. Your dad was.
But he is about the age of where he could have been a brother of mine. Yeah, well, whatever.
Cool. He's rich. You have a lot
He's
of
rich as fuck.
He left the island after Lost ended and became like a CSI man.
Yes.
He does like live like the stuff. Anyways, yeah, he's in there.
Live CSI man or
lively.
Like fake.
He does like
TV
lab
show.
Like, oh my god, the DNA results. It's
yeah.
a killer. My name is
He's CSI. Special victims
like
unit.
Yeah.
Making puns and dropping sunglasses.
Yeah, he's
in
something
like
weird.
That CSI.
But Hurley confirmed he's in it.
Yeah. And he's like the nice guy.
Yeah.
Fat, nice guy.
Yeah, for now.
Nick.
He's also crazy.
Fucking know Jack. John, because he said those
boom,
two
boom,
names.
Both confirmed Jack and John.
Is there somebody you can picture in your head?
Confirm.
That from the show.
Pippin.
Okay,
Pippin's
there you go.
It.
Pippin.
Pippin's in it.
Dustin.
Pippin's Charlie.
What?
Your turn. Name another guy. We're going to go until you guys can't name somebody. Since Lost is known for having
so many
characters.
Okay,
Lost
so
is a character show.
The dude that is with the pregnant girl...
What's his name?
Chris?
Carl, is there a Chris?
Well, okay, he's on... So the actor is on Vampire Diaries. He plays Damon, and he's ageless. Yeah, Matt Damon.
Character you're looking for is Boone, and he doesn't hang out with a pregnant lady. He hangs out with Shannon, his sister, or half-sister, but they're also incest weirdos.
But he's a dick, right? Like, he's an asshole?
He's like, you know, I'm like a rich dude. I don't have to stick up for this low-bar shit. But he's not, like, purposely trying to be a dick. The pregnant lady is Claire.
Claire.
And her husband left her because she's crazy. And when she landed on the island, Charlie was like, hey, yo, baby.
Pippin.
I love him, them big round bellies.
Yeah. Pippin is Charlie, right?
And he tried to swoop in with the pregnant lady. But we're not there yet because it's only night one when they crash on the island. The smoke monster shows up and rattles some trees and scares them.
Bitch, I was going to say Eye of Sauron.
It's way far on the other side of the island. You can see it.
You can
hear it. So we mentioned when we were going to do this that I was like, the smoke monster doesn't show up in the first episode.
Wrong.
And everyone, okay, now.
Shows up part one and part two.
It shows up in part one, but you don't see it. You just see the rattling of the trees, right?
You see, okay.
Later on in the series, you actually see like a cloud of smoke and shit, right? That's what I meant.
Serious. He sat
because we don't know what's called the smoke monster. We just know it's something in the fucking forest.
It's in the woods and it makes a ticka-ticka sound.
I think it's credited as the smoke monster.
Smoke monster as smoke monster?
Yeah.
So
yeah, so weird shit's happening on the island, right?
So night one, they land on the they crash, they land on the island. Night one, the smoke monster shows up, shakes some trees. It's scary. The next day happens. Kate says, "Yo, Jack, I know where the fucking cockpit's at. When I was flying through the air as we were getting ripped apart, I saw that shit." And Jack goes, "Fuck, yes, you did. Let's go take a look."
The cockpit. Now Claire is like,
not Claire, Kate.
Kate is like the second main character, right?
Yes.
It's Jack and Kate.
Yes, Jack
plus eight.
I would say it's Jack and John
plus eight.
And Kate's in there because
very progressive.
Jack and John, and their friends, their friends come along.
John is who?
John's the bald guy.
John's like the badass, right?
Yeah,
he's also the main character.
Number two. He's another main character.
Yep,
bald guy with
he's
the scar
also,
on his face.
Yeah,
like
stop.
Weird, creepy.
Yeah, with the scar on the face. Oh,
shut up.
That's John Locke. John Locke is my favorite character.
Oh God, his last name is John. Is Locke?
Yeah, yes. I was making a joke. They're both named after like
John Locke, Jack Shepard.
Yeah.
Who's Jack Shepard?
Is that Jack
in relation to Dax?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually historically.
Oh, he's another economic.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
Wow. Is that? Does
Where
everyone
Jack
have
Shepard's
a
dad's Where's name? That? Is Christian Shepard?
Oh, like
that's for you guys.
I got it.
Oh, I did get it. I got it.
Because we're on names.
Where's Hobbs come into this? Because isn't he?
The Rock is in there. There is a Black Rock location on the island.
It's true. We have not met the Black Rock yet.
Rock is in this?
We have not met the Black Rock yet. Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. He's the guy who played Crocodile in Suicide Squad.
Dundee.
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc is CG.
What? No, he's not. He's all makeup. That's all practical effects.
That's all real.
Yeah, he's a rock.
I'll
rock
never be able to
roller.
Finish this episode.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, we were talking about Lost Forever, which is okay with me.
No, I love it. I love it. Tell us more about Lost.
Okay, so Jack and Kate go to see this fucking cockpit to get the radio.
Who's in there?
But guess what? Charlie was like, hey, where you guys going? The cockpit.
Charlie looks a little sickly, doesn't he?
Charlie's like, hey, man, I got fucking heroin in that
cockpit. Oh, my God.
I want to come with you. So he tags along, but he doesn't tell him about the heroin thing because Charlie's a sneaky.
Is Charlie British in this?
Yes.
Nice.
Heroin in the cockpit.
That's where you keep your heroin. When you get on the plane, you give it to the pilot. I'm not going to use this drug. Can you please take it?
2004 was a wild time. Like 9/11 had just happened. We had all these new rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. All your drugs have to go.
3 years after 9/11.
Can I help you?
It didn't just happen. It wasn't like right around the
block. I never forgot. It was as fresh as yesterday.
The cockpit's got all the sweets in it.
Cockpit's got the sweets. We got radio. We got heroin. We got even a cockpit pilot who Jack and Kate discover.
The pilot. Holy shit. Alive or dead?
He's alive. Just barely. And he's also Matt
Who's
Parkman.
Just barely?
It's the pilot.
Yuck.
Parkman?
He's also Matt Parkman, the guy from Heroes. You remember that one?
Nope.
Little tubbier guy who can read minds?
Is that J.J.
Oh, my God. It's Matt Parkman?
Matt Parkman's the
Matt
pilot.
Oh, I love Heroes.
He's like, I'm halfway dead, dog, good, but look at this radio. And then when he touched it, the smoke monster made a noise. He went, ooh. I would have a soundboard, but I don't have a cable, sorry.
What does it sound like? It's not like, ooh, is it? It's like, smoke monster can hit that high alto.
It makes like a hum noise.
This is a lot of Coheed.
So the half-dead pilot was like, what the fuck's that noise? Crawls out of the fucking windshield that's busted to see where's the noise coming from. And then the smoke monster sucks him into the air, rips him to shreds, and throws him into a tree.
We don't see the smoke monster, though, right?
No,
he's just pulled off screen.
Yep, he's sucked up out.
What?
He's thrashing, and then all of a sudden, Jack, Kate, and Charlie freak out, and they fucking haul ass up out of there.
Carl,
holy
question.
Did they get
fuck.
The heroin, marijuana?
Yes, because while they were talking to the pilot, Charlie was getting heroin out of the bathroom.
Nice.
Carl, I have a question. What? Where is J.J. Abrams' roommate? He's in everything J.J. Abrams makes.
Who is that?
Some guy that's
he's
just in everything.
Oh, he's in there somewhere? I have no idea.
I think he's the other pilot.
All J.J. Abrams.
I think he plays the other pilot.
Okay.
Then he might have been dead. All I know is J.J. Abrams only touched the first episode.
Yeah, he's in the pilot because he dies very early.
So, J.J. Abrams, this show didn't put him... What did he do before this that
Star
put
Trek.
Him on the fucking
Alias.
Transport.
Aliens?
He did Alias, yeah, right. But what?
I mean, nothing.
No, yeah. What movie did he bring out before this that was like J.J. Abrams' everything?
300.
No.
Transformers.
He made Super 8.
That's
not
him. Super 8's good. He helped do the what's
the
alien
trilogy.
The alien movie that Cloverfield. He's a part of Cloverfield, which is fantastic.
Production.
Yeah, so that happens. Smoke Monster.
Was he part of the original Cloverfield?
Yeah.
I thought he came in...
Nope.
No, you're right. I was thinking 10 Cloverfield.
This is what...
The other way.
Yeah.
So the pilot got ripped up and thrown out, and then the
rest in peace, man.
People froke. They froked out and they ran out of there.
Okay.
How was this to go again? I'm just kidding.
Was that the end of the episode?
That's into the part one. So Kate and Charlie eventually run up with each other, and they look up in there and like, oh my god, there's blood dripping on me, and it's the pilot who's been choked up and all ripped bloody and everything. And then when they look up, the Jack goes, that was the pilot. And then he comes up with the radio in his hand. He goes, we need to take this back to town.
Okay.
And then that, boom, that's part one.
Okay. That's a cool fucking beginning to the show.
Next episode opens.
Not Carl.
John looks at the camera. This is the pilot part two.
Hold on, Carl. Can you remember when you first watched this show?
Yes.
What you were feeling when you first saw that? Like, so what was your idea?
So when I first saw previews of this, I told myself no matter what's going to happen, if the show is good or bad, I'm going to watch every single fucking episode, and I'm biting my teeth into this show. This is going to be my show.
Why did it pull you in so much?
Because everybody wanted to. Everyone has fucking their nice favorite shows. I don't like anything, so I'm like, I'm going to like this no matter what.
Yeah, but you were a kid when this came out.
Yeah, so of course this was a dumb thing to do to myself.
Yeah. Did you guys watch it as a family, or did you just watch it?
I watched it by myself.
Now, there's no, at this time, you couldn't stream anything.
No.
So
you had to be around the TV at Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Hell yeah. Wednesday's a iffy, like, time slot. Like,
good for me. I loved it. Anyways.
Part two.
I really wish I could get a gift for that face you made, Dustin. You're like, Wednesday's an iffy time slot, and you kind of scrunched your face up and just shook your head to the side.
No, I'm like, no, it isn't. Wednesdays are like midweek is
pretty good.
Usually pretty good. Monday's really good. Friday's really bad. You don't want your show to be moved to Fridays.
No. Friday's the death.
They get back to the camp, and guess who's getting beat up? It's Saeed, the terrorist. Saeed.
Oh, damn. Who's picking this fight?
So Sawyer thinks Saeed is a terrorist and crashed a plane. So he's beating them up left and right, throwing them dukes.
Does Saeed have a noticeable accent?
Saeed has a notable skin color, hair piece, and probably accent.
He's got really nice hair.
I'm Sawyer, and 9/11 just happened, and I'm pretty sure you did.
That's right.
Sawyer is a country hick who does not have a good pass, and he's very upset.
What's he look like?
He has like long, Dustin. Dreamy hair.
Like dirty blonde hair.
And he's really good.
He's the dreamboat of Lost.
What?
He's the guy that.
You're not helping.
He's
Mike.
The kind of guy I'm that has like a pack of cigarettes underneath the sleeve of his arm.
He'd smolder. Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio's.
He's skinny. Everybody looks sweaty.
Leonardo DiCaprio's character from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Everyone's an actor on this island.
Yeah, but I think Sawyer looks more like a drug addict version of that than.
Well, yeah,
everybody looks stressed and tired.
Of course, he's trapped on an island after an airplane crashed.
So Sawyer's beating him up because he's brown.
Because he did it. He crashed the plane. Of course, it's ridiculous. Jack, Kate, and Charlie interrupt him all, saying, "Yo, we got this radio. This shit sucks, though. We need to amplify the signal."
Quit being racist.
And then guess who's like, "Yo, I could fix that fucking radio." The terrorist who's getting beat up.
That's right. Oh, so we find out that he is.
Saeed is a radio communications specialist for the Republican Guard, and he's a fucking army dude, and he's badass.
What Republican Guard?
Republican Guard.
Is that for his country?
Yes, the Iraqians, the other side of the Gulf War.
Oh, okay. All right. So cool. That's interesting.
So he grabs the radio and's like, I got beat up. This sucks. And Hurley's like, yo, dog, you fought good. That guy's a jerk. Don't worry about it. Fix that radio. And Hurley's a good guy.
Hell yeah.
I'll share my sandwich with you when I find one.
Hell yeah. He's a badass when he was getting beat up by the other guy?
Yeah, he didn't want to hurt him.
He didn't want to hurt back.
He was in the wrong. He's like, yeah, go ahead and hit me. You look like an idiot now. Don't worry, he gets his come up.
He gets his come up. Don't worry.
Stop. It's spoilers. Even though I was going to say the exact same thing, I think he gets it. I think he's a pretty cool dude.
Saeed fixed this radio underneath the moonlight, and it works all good. However, there's tall ass mountains, and it can't get a signal. He's like, yo, something's blocking this shit. We need to climb. Kate's like, I fucking love climbing. Sign me up.
Whoa, does this introduce something about Kate?
Yes, she fucking hates sitting still in one place. If she gets to fucking leave the location, she's out.
So Kate,
is that like a character trait, or is that just?
It's
like
very much a Kate trait.
A Kate trait.
One of the Kate traits we got on board.
Okay. So are we? Everyone has a specialty in this show, right?
Everyone's a gimmick. Yes.
Yes.
So Kate is like, I'm an adventurer. Great. Like I get out there in the wilderness, and that's my thing.
Kate does her own thing. She follows her own law. She is her own woman. Fugitive.
Oh.
Is that a spoiler?
But it gets revealed this episode.
Fugitive, like, was she a prisoner on the plane?
So there's a...
There's a sheriff on
so during all this radio fixing and we got to climb this mountain and planning the group who's going to climb this mountain, there's a lot of side shit that's going down. One, there's a dude with a shrapnel in his chest. He's about to die. Kate looks at him fondly. Jack doesn't know what the fuck's going on, and it's a problem. That's all I got.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Carl, no. Tell me about the people that don't speak English.
Ah, so there's Jin. And their son.
Koreans.
And this actually comes into play, kind of. They don't really do that much in episode one.
They're Korean.
Really?
What?
They're 2 million people.
Yeah.
Jin fishes and tries to give fish to people because he's a nice guy, but it doesn't work out.
How does it not work out?
Because Hurley says, if I eat that fish, I'll poop. I'll have diarrhea. I don't eat fish. No thanks.
Yeah, Hurley's got a fish.
And Jin got upset because you can't disrespect an Asian person like that. So that was no good.
Yes, you can't. If an Asian person, especially Koreans, if they offer you something, you have to take it.
Yep.
It is completely disrespectful.
Jin did give food to the pregnant lady, so that's nice of him. But that's all, like, character development. It's not really big, like, story arc stuff going on.
Is it his wife that's with him?
Yes, his wife's with him, too. She's hanging out. She has to button up her top shirt. Button up! But if she doesn't do it, then he just... Okay. She doesn't do it, she gets slapped or something.
And she's the one who can't speak English, right? He can, she can't.
She can secretly do it. It's real hard to describe what's going on because I don't know. Like,
he's a little bit abusive, though, right? Or domineering.
Jin is, for sure. But
Jin's an awesome actor, though.
Jin catches food, and he tries to pass it out to people. And then, let's see, they fought radio. Jin saw Michael wear a watch. Doesn't mean anything now because that's episode two stuff.
Who's Michael?
Michael is a black guy, and he also has a son who's also a black kid, and his name is Walt. And they have a son who's not a black lab, but it's another lab.
Dog.
And a golden lab retriever.
They have another son that's not a black lab. Okay.
And that dog's missing in the woods, and they're trying to all find it.
Okay, I'm trying to picture the black guy, and I can't. The only one I can picture is the...
He's important.
That's racist.
Later.
Well, I'm just trying to... because.
Can we fast forward to end this episode?
Sorry, yeah. Well, I want to ask
there's
questions.
A lot of details.
You go. There's so much going on. How did we not watch this?
It's because it's a fantastic show, and you just don't know good television.
It's true.
I don't have 40 hours of my life to dedicate.
All right, so they're in the mountains.
So Saeed and Kate make a group. They're going to bring Charlie's going to come.
Charlie's in the trees.
So Shannon has to go because Shannon is useless, and she's like, I can prove myself.
Who's Shannon?
Shannon is the hot lady, Boone's sister.
Boone's sister. Got it.
Charlie wants to go because Shannon,
I know who she is now. I can see it. Because
Shannon's going and Shannon's hot, so Charlie's like, hey, you're a hot lady. I want to hang out with this hot lady.
Yeah.
Boone's going to go because Shannon's going to go because Boone doesn't want Shannon to die.
Got
it. And then Sawyer's going to show up because Sawyer's a cool motherfucker and he shows up late and he's like, y'all going to need me too.
I'm going to march up into the jungle.
Cool.
Gracious.
Cool. So they're in the jungle.
So they're trucking up into the woods, and at the same time, the guy with the shrapnel in his chest, who Kate knows fondly, now apparently has to get the shrapnel out of his chest, and it doesn't go great. He starts like coughing up blood after they move it out. Hurley doesn't like blood, so he passes out on top of the guy who's dying.
Oh my god, he has to be the goofy fuck, the goofy fall over exaggerator. Sounds like me.
So the guy almost like kind of dies. And then Jack puts him back to sleep, but he's not like dead yet. And then it cuts back to the people walking on the trail.
Now you had said earlier that Jack, his specialty is
he's a spine surgeon. He's like the party leader.
I thought you said a spy insurgent. I was like,
yes, yeah. Huh? He's a spy.
So he's a spine surgeon
for the Polar Bear Club.
He's a spine insurgent.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So the people are walking through the trails and they're going up these mountains and they're climbing and they're climbing and they're climbing and all of a sudden they hear a bunch of rumbling behind them and it's like, fuck, what's that noise? Oh shit! And it's a beast man. But
oh, it's a man?
Polar bear.
What the fuck is a polar bear doing here?
On a tropical island. Who knows? Sawyer knows, so he shoots it.
With a handgun, he kills the polar bear, by the way.
And everyone's like, holy fuck, Sawyer, where'd you get that fucking handgun? And he was like, there was an air marshal on the plane and I lifted it. Good thing it came in handy.
That boy can live.
You better be lucky I didn't use this on you, Shahid.
So, Jesus.
Where did the polar bear come from?
Do you want the answer now or do you want to
find out later? So I would immediately
there's
think.
There's an answer for your question. I'll tell you that.
I would immediately think if I was watching this show, there's a polar bear on this fucking island. Something grabbed the dude out of the plane. There's a lot of big noises in the woods.
It's like Lear's.
It's a zoo. Like, there's got to be a zoo on board. There's a zoo somewhere. And maybe it's an
Jurassic
island
Park.
That's got a zoo on it.
So he shoots that bear.
It's a Sea World on this island.
Straight up Compton style.
He shoots it. It kills the bear.
It kills the bear. Everyone freaks out.
Runs by it, shooting it?
No, the bear was charging him, and he just stood still like a badass and just shot him with all the bullets.
Pretty cool fucking scene, by the way, of the bear like parting the grass, the high grass, and charging forward. Parting the green sea.
Everyone freaks out, and they take the gun from Sawyer. and they go give it to people who give it to Sawyer or Saeed, but then Sawyer and Saeed are mad at each other, so that didn't make sense. So then Kate took the gun.
Kate, the outlaw. Oh my God!
Like Kate doesn't know how to use it. Let her hold it.
Yeah, of course.
Winky
of course
face.
She does.
Kate can't be a criminal.
Women aren't criminals.
And surely, now that they're stranded on this island and are need food and stuff to live, clearly they then butcher the polar bear so they've got plenty of good meat to eat.
Nope, fuck that shit. Radio's the goal.
Whoops.
We gonna keep on trucking. Wow. And so they just walk off that dead polar bear, leaving it as just a carcass, and they go up the mountain to the very tippy top where they get reception.
You know, if they eat the you'll die if you eat a polar bear's liver.
Yeah, that's why they call it a diver.
Shut up. go ahead.
What do they hear on the radio, Carl?
So they hear, as they open up the frequency to channel in the tunes, they hear something back. They don't really get to say anything because they're being transmitted back to their own radio, a distress signal coming from a radio tower on this island. And is playing a message in French.
Mademoiselle.
Can you repeat it immediately?
I'll try to do it this is how I hear it in my head.
Okay.
Immediately. And that's all I got.
But
it repeats over
avec toi.
It repeats over and over again. But good thing we brought Shannon here because she dates rich people, and rich people live in France. And when she dates these rich people, they have babysitters, and babysitters have to get taught things. So she knows French just by being dating rich
people. Whoa!
Right.
This girl is, my God.
Lots of skill.
So she breaks down the codec message, which is saying that, like, help, I have been stuck on this island. They have taken me, or they have taken my team. They have killed everyone. I am the only one left. Please come help me.
What and then there's the
a
fuck?
And then there's a date after the message, and Saeed, he's good with math, so he's like, yo, fucking calculates the shit in his head in the middle of this field, and he gives it, I don't know the hard number. I'm so sorry. But it's okay. I'm pretty sure.
17 or 41.
Give us a soft one.
I'm pretty sure it's like 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years?
30 or 40 years.
Yeah, I think 41 is the number. The
person's
got to
be dead that left that message.
So she's been. So the person who left that message in the radio tower has been there for a while. But they all come to the conclusion that this is coming from the island and it's blocking our transmissions, and we're fucked.
We're fucked.
And then they also
so you have to find the radio tower then.
Yes.
Got
but
it.
Then they also go, we shouldn't probably tell everybody about this. It might cause a panic.
They're all going to bomb out. It's going to be a big bomb.
And then that's it. Episode one.
What?
Thanks for listening.
Hey, that.
Any questions?
You know what? That makes me want to watch it. Honestly, that was pretty cool.
Now
I can now watch episode one.
Now, Dustin, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you write down all of the mysteries that we have started in this episode?
I gladly.
Because
I got this memo up.
I would love to track like when we finally pay off on this stuff. Because okay. I know a lot of it's like, in episode one, we mentioned that there was a polar bear on the island.
What's the questions?
Season 19, we reveal that really the polar bear was a grizzly bear that we spray painted white.
All right,
this is fake.
Well, I know that. I'm not going to do that now, but
don't.
When the episode's over, I will create a memo on my phone of lost
questions.
Mysteries, and we will do that every episode because that's what we want to do.
Does anyone have any questions about episode one right now that you don't understand?
When does the writer's strike happen?
Episode.
Is it season
end of season three? End of
season
three, going into season four. Yeah. Season four is fucked.
It's bad.
Time travel.
No, God. Well, they did that. They did that for Heroes. They did time travel for that too. Heroes got fucked.
The writer strike ruined.
They did, remember
so
with
many
Adam,
shows.
The
I did not watch.
Oh, you
Heroes.
Never watched.
I don't
okay.
know why you're looking at me.
Playing. Oh my God, can I watch Heroes? Have
hold
we all watched
hold
Heroes?
On. You didn't watch.
Maybe I want to watch Heroes.
We're only gonna watch season one. I ain't watching more than that.
I'm not watching
season two's good.
I'm not watching past season three. That's my limit.
Okay, I want to do a Heroes cast. That's a little late, right?
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Yeah, yata.
Tune in to the next podcast where I run you down episode two. I'm pretty sure it's called Tulip Rose.
So what I think we should do, because we usually only record once a month.
Usually.
I would love to record more than that, but Carl, can you do episode two and three?
I'll give you episode two, three, and four.
Carl, can you give me...
No, that's a lot.
Carl,
two episodes.
Give me the
good.
Rest of the season.
No, stop. Spoiler. All right, so that was Getting Lost with Carl, or...
Lost. It's a show about a bunch of attractive models crash landing on an island.
I love it. I wish I could do art that show, like how our podcast art is.
He's a model.
Just for Carl, like Getting Lost with Carl, like, and it all jungle theme. I'm going to draw that up. I think I'm going to draw that up, and we're going to
tattoo it.
I'm going to post it on the Facebook page, and I'll post it on the website of, like, artwork of Getting Lost with Carl.
Yeah,
I think that's... Because, like, you're getting it, right? We're getting it because Carl's explaining it.
Have the smoke monster come out of my brain.
Yeah, buddy. All right, so thank you, Carl. That was awesome.
I love talking about it. Thank you.
It was really cool. I think right now, podcast is going pretty long, but we talk a lot about WoW and a lot about Lost.
What else is there to talk about?
Honestly, we could talk about One Piece, but that's going to go on just as long.
Yayo.
He's made of rubber.
I will quickly go over, Mike and I, we went and saw the movie Ready or Not.
I wasn't ready.
I was really excited to see it. It's a movie about a rich woman who gets, I'm sorry, a poor woman who gets married off into a rich family that had created toys and board games since like the 1800s.
Better or worse than Mortal Engines?
Ooh, I think it was better.
Slightly better.
Yeah. Feels funnier. But that jacket.
Yeah.
Mortal Engines is pretty bad. I forgot about that movie, and now I
got all the books. Time to read them.
I'm gonna bring it back as much as I can.
Mortal Engines had that fucking zombie robot
that was really Chester Shaw.
It shows up in Cloud City, grabs a guy, and just chucks him through the floor.
That's really cool.
That's pretty good. Yeah. It's the one good thing from that thing, probably.
Ready or not,
here we come.
Here's a spoiler, right? The movie
bad.
That family, they worship a devil. That's it. Spoilers. What a surprise! They got to play this game.
Who could have guessed? Dude?
Yeah. When you join in the beginning of the movie, you see like two kids running away, and then some guy gets shot in the chest, and this kid is like, "No!" This guy's like, "Please help me, kid!" And he says, "Fuck you!" and doesn't, and he gets killed. If the main premise is, if you marry into this family, you have to play a game, and whoever it is plays the game. They pulled out this magic box that was given to them by the devil. Or it was some dude's name. I don't remember what the...
It was like Mr. S right. or something.
Yeah, it was John Locke. I don't fucking know.
It's clearly like Satan slash Lucifer stand-in.
Yeah. And you press it and you put cards in it and it gives you a random card. Everyone's like, I hope she doesn't pull that card. And of course, hey, she does.
Hey, she pulls that card.
She pulls hide and seek, right? So a lot of times... most of the games, there's only one card in it where they actually have to sacrifice somebody. All the rest are like normal games like checkers
and Parcheesi
and all this other shit. She pulls hide and seek. So they all look around the table like, oh, no, they pulled that card. Except for the crazy old aunt, which is like,
finally.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've had a good hunt.
So she's like, fine, it's cool. I can do hide and seek. She takes it very, doesn't give a shit about it.
She's like, how do I win? I just have to hide all day?
All night. Gotta survive until night. Until daytime
or
whatever.
I'm not doing that.
So she goes and hides. Everybody gets fucking armed up with bows and guns and it's funny.
They turn off
jokes.
all the security cameras because you're going to do it like Grandpa did because Grandpa's the one who made the deal with Satan. And then
got to follow
Satan.
Well,
Satan.
It turns out she's better at this than
us.
So fuck it. Turn the cameras on.
Yeah. So she hides better. She wins. You can speed it up. Everybody fucking dies because at the end, the ritual doesn't go through. She wins and then the devil blows everybody up. Pretty fucking cool. Good gory scene at the end.
So they're told that if the sacrifice survives until daybreak, they will all die.
Yeah. And they have to sacrifice.
There's a big running theme throughout the movie is the fact that her husband, the guy who she married to get into the family, is like against the whole thing, doesn't believe it's real, it's all bullshit. And then at the end of the movie, like he talks with her mom or with his mom, and she's like, "I know you love us more than you love her. You'll do the right thing." And then, later he finds that his mom has been killed by his wife.
It beats her face in like gory, smashes
with the puzzle box. I think.
Yes, exactly, because
she was trying to kill her. Like they were trying to kill her, and so then he comes down and they've got her held down, and it's like, "Oh, he's here. He's gonna save me." And then, no, he goes to sacrifice her. But then, oh, it's too late. It's morning.
Yeah.
And, oh, hey, we're all fine. It turns out there wasn't really a thing. Haha, I guess this was all a mistake. Do you still love me, honey? And then suddenly, boom, 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 people start exploding into bloody messes because it's a funny way to end the movie.
Yep.
Does she die?
No, she lives. And then she sees Satan, and Satan
gives her a
head nod.
Tip of the fedora, winky face, like, yeah.
Good job, m'lady.
You did it. You won.
You win.
Mike brought it up, and I completely agree with him 100%. Satan was in her corner
the whole fucking time.
Because in the beginning, at the end, after they toast, she's the only one who toasts to Satan.
Yes.
And so Satan gave her superhuman fucking strength, durability, endurance, all this other shit. Like, she bends a wrought iron bar. I mean, it was kind of bent already.
She pulls herself up by one hand out of a pit
with
like,
a hole through the hand.
In her other hand.
It's ridiculous.
It's what you would expect from a horror movie where the character who's going to survive does all these superhuman things. Except there's a little bit of an in-universe possible explanation of. Right after they pick the game, she goes, well, to Mr. S.
Yep.
And everybody else just half-heartedly goes, yes.
Oh,
because they know what it means, and she doesn't. Yeah. But she's actually, toasting him. So it's like, oh, I mean,
fuck Devil's it. Like, this is fun.
This will be fun.
Gotcha.
Go give her a little bit of a boop.
Yeah. I think I liked it a little more than Mike did. I don't think Mike liked it. I thought it was fun.
I knew exactly what I thought it was going to be, and yeah. I didn't want it.
Yeah,
I went with you to see it because I was wanting to go see a thing with you, but
I like gore. Nick, because you were like, I'm not going to see it. It's a scary movie. That movie's not fucking scary at all. It's just gory.
That's gory.
Yeah, but gore is fun to me.
Yeah, because you work at a hospital.
Yeah, of course. Okay, it's not fun there. Never mind. But yeah, that was okay.
Best part of that movie is when the guy runs as fast as a car.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, damn. There's like a butler in this fucking movie that's so fucking stupid. It's not good.
Does her husband die?
Yeah.
They all explode.
Because he begs her. He's like, honey, I'm sorry. I didn't know. And then he goes like. She says, go fuck yourself or fuck you or something.
Fuck you. Because he's like, I didn't mean it when I was going to sacrifice you. And she's like, fuck off.
The reason behind it, too, is her husband saw Mr. S., and so they think that he's like
the new leader of the family. Yeah.
And he's like, no, I never saw him. I don't think I saw him. And then,
I was a kid. Yeah. But no, it just whatever.
They leave Mr. S's chair empty at the table, and like always, kind of like pour one out for my homies, kind of thing. So
make sure Satan's got some food.
It was fun. It was a movie.
It's all right. I thought Halloween was funnier.
Halloween fucking hilarious. It was really good. Okay, other thing. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about? Yeah, I mean, we could talk about wrestling with Nick.
No,
I think we should talk about a little bit of wrestling. No. Do we tell us about wrestling, no. Nick?
No.
All right.
Fine. You know what?
Yes.
There's going to be a little bit of drama because it's recently fucking happened.
I just want to say one thing. Batista is back.
What?
Is Batista? So I saw a commercial. He's in Gears of War 5, right? But then he said he will be in Gears of War 5 because that game releases when a new wrestling thing is happening. No. Like a event like Raw, like Rumble in the Bronx.
As far as I know, no.
I think he's coming
back. After WrestleMania 35, after he lost to Hunter Hearst Helmsley, he said, this is the way I wanted to retire. I didn't want to make it a big fiasco. Just have a match and be done with it.
Okay.
So as far as I know,
didn't even win his last match.
What? No, he didn't.
Wow.
He didn't win against Triple H. The game.
Because Triple H runs the fucking company.
Yes.
That's true. So what's going on drama wise?
AEW, which is a big promotion that's up and coming, that's taken a lot of independent wrestlers out of the independent scene, quote unquote, and made them into a big company because it's four wrestlers and a fucking billionaire son. They wanted to start a wrestling promotion. They call it All Elite Wrestling. They recently crowned Chris Jericho. Yes, if you know anything from wrestling from the 90s and early 2000s, it's that Chris Jericho.
Y2J.
With the guitar. And the Wall of Jericho.
No, not the...
5, 4, 3,
see the one with the emotions?
2, 1.
See the one with the emotions?
Yeah, he used to do a talk show in the ring.
He's the lead singer of Fozzy.
Oh. Right.
It's a rock band.
They're huge, big fucking thing, and they crowned the first AEW champion, and it was Chris Jericho. And then also that night, he got it stolen. Someone stole it from him. Now that was
someone actually stole it, not like a gimmick for the show.
Right? They turned it into a partial gimmick, but then they found it. They recovered the belt.
Weird.
Now the whole thing, the belts look fake and shit, but they're actually genuinely gold and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
They are actually fucking worth money.
Cool.
There's a story from way back when where old school wrestlers had to if they won the belt, they had to put money down to hold the belt in terms of
kind of like the Stanley Cup and stuff like that, where I think there's a thing you have to do. I don't know.
But hockey. You pretty much you gave them money to pretty much not necessarily guarantee, but it was more insurance and shit. Mm. And then when the funny story is that Ric Flair was moving from one promotion to the other, and he had the belt. And since the first promotion would not give him the money back for the belt, he took that belt to, like, WWWF or whatever it is. And he took the fucking belt with him because they couldn't fucking afford it. So for a little bit, they, like, I think it
so
was
Ric
WWWF.
So Ric Flair's a thief?
No, he it was his property because he
oh, it
paid
is?
The
okay.
money.
Okay, okay.
It'd be like if you put a security deposit down on an apartment and your landlord goes, I'm not going to give you that back. And you go, okay, cool. So you smash all the walls until they go, okay, here's your deposit back. Please stop smashing the walls.
In the loose sense, yeah. But yeah, so yeah. But yeah, AEW lost their fucking title and then they got it back today.
Wow,
so
okay. Are there any people in AEW that you like so far?
Stardust.
These are all unnamed people.
They're from, like, the Indies, but there's a Japan. Dude who's, like, 6'3", and he's called the Luchasaurus. He's fucking great. He has a dinosaur mask on his face, and he wears green tights and stuff, and it's great.
Is he from Ireland?
He's also with Jungle Boy. Jungle Boy's, like, 21 years old. It's great. When they're interns, Jungle Boy's literally, like, riding on top of Luchasaurus. It's real fucking dumb.
That's cool.
And then, yeah, there's some other stuff. Some of the old school, not old school, but like 2000 era WWE guys have joined. Also, John Moxley's fucking great.
I don't know who that is.
He used to be Dean Ambrose from WWE. He did it fucking perfectly where he told WWE that, hey, I'm going to fucking retire and like I'm leaving wrestling forever, blah, 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 blah. And then WWE was like, great, you know, you can go, you know, retire and it'll be fantastic. And then once he was done, he immediately made a goddamn appearance on AEW and was just like, fuck this shit, I'm signing with them, I'm gonna be fucking great. So John Moxley's fantastic, Luchasaurus is great, Jungle Boy's great too. They do a lot of flippy shit.
Okay, cool. I mean,
nobody gives a fuck about wrestling. It's my
that's show. Not fucking true. I care. I like to learn
Goldberg's
about wrestling.
My favorite when Booker Ting and Stone Cold
Goldberg,
fought. And
Booker Ting?
Goldberg came back to...
He's not doing that Forged and Fire show anymore? Like, he was doing his own version of Forged and Fire.
He's going to go back to that.
With knives.
You get less concussions in the ring when
oh,
you
no.
do that show.
Or he did a gun version of it. He did a gun version of Forged and Fire.
He came back Goldberg's to hard. One of the guys who's like one of the yeah. great workers or whatever. And he literally jackhammered... The guy, like, picking yep. him up and whatever.
Signature
and
move.
Then speared him.
Signature move.
And nice. And then fucking pinned him.
Yep.
Then he left. Goldberg. And the guy was just like, Goldberg won.
Yeah, yeah.
He was leaving. The guy was just like, you're a bitch. You really suck at this.
Come
blah,
back
blah,
out
blah.
Again.
Goldberg came back down, speared him again. Jackhammered him in. Went to leave. The guy got on the mic again and was like, you're overrated. You suck dick. Blah, blah, blah. And the dude came back.
Good.
Fucking speared him again. This happened, like, one more time. It happened three times where
well,
he
yeah.
got fucking speared.
How much do you think they pay Goldberg to show back up on TV again?
He did Saudi Arabia with The Undertaker. He had to make fucking bank blood.
Don't support Saudi
was
Arabia.
Was that the match where,
yeah.
where he
fucking...
He gets,
went,
like a, he gets knocked unconscious in the ring or basically something?
He went for a spear on yeah. The Undertaker. The Undertaker fucking moved, and because Goldberg doesn't believe in, you know, holding anything back, he ran smack into the post. And
the
that dude's 50 fucking years old. He can't be doing that shit.
Yeah, gave himself
dude,
a concussion. The rest
time.
Of that match is so bad.
And yeah, it's The Undertaker... like, it's a great screenshot of the end where The Undertaker is just... He looks really pissed off at the end. Like, after he pins Goldberg... He looks super pissed off. Like, this did not go to plan. Fuck him.
It's too old man. Yeah. He stumbled around the rink. Is one of them had a
I mean, Undertaker looks bad,
minutes,
though.
Like, 30 seconds into it.
If he wears the shirt, he looks fine.
Goldberg in his prime was
so
the greatest wrestler ever.
Goldberg,
oh my God, no,
like, hands down, one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen.
Even now,
fighting.
He's great. But, like, when he comes before he comes out to the ring, he, like, smashes his fucking head into, like, a wall and doors and shit to get pumped up.
It's
and
breathing in all that nitro gas every time. The,
yeah.
the fumes. Like,
does he still have the cops escorted him into the ring?
No.
Those are the good days.
Yeah.
He was an animal. Did he ever fight Brock Lesnar?
Yes.
That
did.
Was like a big rivalry,
so,
wasn't
like,
it?
Okay, he's fought them twice. He's fought Brock Lesnar twice. The first time had a special guest referee of Stone Cold Steve Austin. The fans fucking knew that both Brock Lesnar and Goldberg were out of the company immediately. Brock wanted to go back to football. Goldberg was like, I'm fucking old and I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. So he was retiring. His, like, contract was up. Stone Cold Steve Austin, as the special guest referee, couldn't recover from that match because all the fans had turned on Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. So they had checked out. They didn't give a fuck. The match was shit.
Wow.
Goldberg comes back, runs through Brock Lesnar in like 6 seconds. Spear, jackhammer, done. Brock Lesnar's like, holy fuck, what happened? This is in 2016 when he came back.
Okay.
So they did actually lead into a decent storyline with them. But with the first time that Brock Lesnar and Goldberg came, it's a real fucking shit match.
Wow. I remember they were pushing that kind of rivalry. So
the highlight of the match was literally Stone Cold Steve Austin fucking giving the stunner to both of them.
I recently shared with you the fight with Stone Cold and Booker T in the
fucking shopping center.
In the shopping place.
That's fucking great.
That's so stupid.
It's fucking great.
It's classic
Attitude Era bullshit.
It's just listening to Booker T go, no more.
Nobody in the store like telling them to fucking stop or get the fuck out of the store.
Stone Cold's like rasping, oh, hey, you like nuts, Booker T? You like nuts? Here's some nuts. This is how we drink beers. Like it was fucking funny. I forget the ridiculousness, because that was still WWF, right? Or was that WWE?
WWF, I believe. Yeah. It was around that time that they turned into WWE. But there's a really funny scene of Vince McMahon, like, he broke his leg or something, and Stone Cold is dressed up like a nurse, and then he fucking hits Vince McMahon with a pan, and the fucking noise that it makes
is the best
fucking part of that clip.
It's the bedpan, right? He hits him with?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's fucking great. Wrestling is real dumb sometimes.
It's high-flying soap opera.
Bullshit, like the botches and the goofy shit really...
We know you love botchamania. Oh,
when God, Scott Steiner really was dumb. Snapping ankles, it was terrifying to watch WCW.
Right.
Because I was frightened that he was going to break
my
ankle.
If you
he's coming for it.
Through osmosis?
Well, he would be in an interview and he'd get upset in the interview.
Did he break your knee?
He could.
Like, after all these years ago. Oh, God. Him.
He'd be in an interview with, like, some dude with a cowboy hat interviewing him and he'd just get upset out of the questions and he'd pull out a bat and just break the interviewer's ankles and leave.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that
Scott
very
Steiner
well.
Was fucking great because there was
no chance of winning.
He was a fucking
right.
menace.
33 and a third.
Dude, that fucking math on that adds up and that's terrifying and also crazy bullshit.
He was a mathematician, isn't he? Or isn't he something like he went to college and shit?
He owns a Shoney's.
Fuck
you. He wore that chainmail on his head.
He was fucking weird.
But, like, all those guys are, like, super fucking tall, too. Like, you don't realize how tall they are when
they're talking, like, 5'8", 5'9".
Scott Steiner's brother?
Rick Steiner.
Rock Steiner.
Rick Steiner, the dude who wears, like, the little... He was, like, the wrestler guy. The bulldog?
Yeah.
Yes, I loved him. He was in WCW, right?
Yeah, he was in WCW.
That's... I remember Rick Steiner.
The Steiner brothers.
Yes.
They
kind of
bounce between both promotions, but... They're most known for WCW.
See?
It's a bunch of bullshit wrestling knowledge.
Wrestling's
no,
good.
It's
nobody
good.
Really
they ever do the thing where the Dudley Boys would do the thing? Did the Steiner Brothers ever steal their move?
Where they start kissing?
No.
The 3D through the table or whatever?
Well, that's a good move.
I don't think so.
It's a good
I don't
move.
Know.
I am the table.
What was what was Steiner's move besides kissing his
muscle? I'm a breaker ankle.
That was his thing.
That was his thing. He brought a bat, like a steel bat, to the ring, and he would fucking break your ankle.
Wasn't it like the Steiner stretch or something?
He'd open a Shoney's in your hometown and steal all your business. Then he would
see you later, Applebee's. See you later. Was the other one was like a buffet.
Ponderosa.
There we go. Man, those are disgusting.
Rip the Ponderosa.
Shenanigans.
Well, thank you, Nick. That was good. We'll talk to you again about wrestling.
I feel filthy.
I do.
I'm sorry.
I feel like...
Nick, when are you going to go see a match from the local wrestling promotion?
Please.
When I can get all my friends to go with me.
Okay.
Dustin.
When are we?
On air. I want confirmation.
You're not going to guilt me into this. You're not going to pressure me.
We took Nick to Midsummer. It's the least we could do.
No, Nick said, Dustin, since you watched, what was the movie that we watched? It was your movie?
Dead Don't Die.
Ooh. I'm going to go see Midsommar. And boy, did he not like it. If you listen to episode, the last episode was Gen Con. Listen to that. Episode 14 was Gen Con. Listen to that. And you see our review about
I didn't think we
that.
Talked about Midsommar.
Oh, did we not? Oh, God, I'm getting them all mixed up.
That.
I'm thinking of... You know what? We talked. We did talk about Midsommar and how much you hated it. So, yeah. Well, hey, you know, I still want to do a podcast thing about One Piece with Mike one day, but we're stretching this a little too long. So, everybody, we love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
So long.
Farewell.
Hit him with it.
Salute.
Adios.